Hey, 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 everybody. It is Roy Williams, often called the Guru of Good Health, the Superintendent of Supplementation, and I'm here as always to bring you another Today's Health Update. How is your health? How are you doing? Are you at the doctor's office too often? Are you on more than one medication and you're only 40 years of age? Or are you on several medications and you're over 40 years of age? I'm telling you, folks, these are things I need you to think about. But to be more specific today, let's zero in on how you can know if your body is as healthy as it should be or not. So I'm going to ask a very important question. Do you stink? That's a horrible way to start a radio show, I guess, but it is true. You know, the body odors are supposed to be pleasant. They're not supposed to be nasty or bad or cause people to look funny when they're around you. And I'm not just talking about your body odor, like when you're working outside for a long time and sweating. And there's a natural body odor to that. It's a clean body odor, though. It shouldn't be repelling. It shouldn't cause people to want to run from you. But some body odor is pretty normal in that case. But if you really get a body odor that makes people cringe at you and their nose turn up or something, or they grab their nose and hold it, maybe that's not the right kind of body odor. You see, when your body has an odor that's unpleasant to other people, maybe you don't notice it because it's like anything else. If it gradually sneaks up on you, it becomes your new normal and you think that's how you're supposed to smell and you don't even notice it. I like that commercial on TV, you're nose deaf, or nose blind, whatever that commercial is, you know what I'm talking about. You actually get that way. You get so you can't smell the odors that your body produces, especially the ones called perspiration odors. It is normal to have some of that, but I want to talk to you about really bad body odor, and especially if you have to use a lot of deodorant, or even worse than that, antiperspirant. Now, there's a difference between deodorants and antiperspirants. Antiperspirants, as the name implies, indicates that you are using something that blocks you from perspiring. You do understand. I hope you know that it is perfectly normal and natural for you to sweat underneath your arms. That's a hot spot of the body. It's where the lymph glands are at. That's where you get rid of a lot of poisons and toxins from your body. So if you sweat and it's really nasty smelling, guess what? You're toxic. That's what your body's telling you. See, when you got bad odors, perspiration odors, let me tell you something. You are probably toxic on a level that is not going to allow you to live to your genetic potential. You've got all kinds of poisons in your body at any given time, and you're getting rid of them, and a lot of times you're getting rid of them, like I say, when you sweat. Sweating is one of the best ways to clean the human body. You're supposed to perspire, and your skin is one of the ways you get rid of toxins is through perspiration. But it shouldn't stink really bad. And, antiperspirants are aluminum-based. And aluminum, I was talking to my chiropractor today, Dr. Pagan. I've had him on this show before. And he was explaining to me that, antiperspirants have a specific kind of aluminum they use in them that stops up the pores of your skin that keeps you from showing that you've sweated. I know it's not cool to raise your arms up and there'd be a big wet spot underneath your arm, but that is normal. For it to stink real bad, really nasty, is not normal, but perspiring is normal. God made you that way. You're going against your own body when you stop up those pores with aluminum. And what Dr. Pagan was telling me was that they find that a lot of breast cancer patients use antiperspirant, so they started doing research and found out that a lot of the tumors that come up as a result of breast cancer have this same type of aluminum in them. Now think about that. You're using aluminum to stop your body from doing what God designed it to do. And now they're finding that very ingredient that stops your body from perspiring underneath your arms, antiperspirant, they're finding that in the tumors themselves. So I'm telling you, switch from antiperspirant to deodorants that have no aluminum in them, and you can go by NHC Herb Shop in Killing Herbs and More in Athens and pick up some really all-natural deodorants that keeps you from smelling bad. They're not that expensive, or a little more expensive than the antiperspirants and the deodorants that they make that you buy at Walmart and places like that. But I'm going to tell you something, these like Tom's, T-O-M-S, Tom's is an all-natural deodorant that works great to keep that smell under control. But that's just treating a symptom of the disorder. The best way to stop that perspiration from smelling so bad is to detox your body. You see, I detox on a regular basis. I take MSM plus C every day of my life, twice a day, just like the bottle tells you to do. And if you'll get some, you'll see some miraculous things happen. I mean, I've told you before, MSM begins in the esophagus. It starts balancing the pH in the esophagus and the stomach. It goes into the small intestines and into the colon, and it breaks all the fecal matter loose and cleans it out. Did you know a lot of the body odor that you have could be the fact that you are compacted? You have a compacted colon. Now, if you've got a belly that protrudes and looks like you are pregnant, and if you're a man, you know you ain't pregnant, or a woman can have this same problem, that is a compacted colon. The average American, I've told you before, can be carrying anywhere from 5 to 8 pounds of fecal matter at any given time. And it's just caked up on the lining of the colon because you don't have enough organic sulfur, which is what MSM is, staying in your body and in your food supply that makes your colon slick like Teflon, so it keeps it good and clean so you don't get that compacted colon, and then those smells don't end up coming out through your skin. I know that sounds gross, but somebody's got to tell you, and I'm here to tell you. Also, if you take the MSM plus C on a regular basis, it also goes through the colon. It goes into the digestive system, which pushes it into the bloodstream, and it stops a lot of inflammation in your body, which reduces pain, especially in the joints. For fibromyalgia, it is almost a miracle for the people that suffer from that. MSM plus C is so incredible because it makes all the cells in your body, just like the colon, the small intestine, and the stomach, it makes it slick like Teflon. It makes the cell softer and more permeable, so more fluids, oxygen, hormones, and nutrition can get in the cell. But guess what? That also means that it's permeable, so it allows you to get rid of the toxins that's in the cells. The sheer fact that your body creates energy at a cellular level means there's toxic waste. Just like when you exhale, when you're breathing, you're getting rid of carbon dioxide or carbon monoxide. You're getting rid of poisons. Well, guess what? Cells have to also be able to get rid of it through the clear body fluids. And that's how you do it, is you keep the MSM plus C going. Remember, everybody should be on MSM plus C from birth to death. And if you haven't ever used it, I challenge you to go by NHC Herb Shop in Killing Herbs and More in Athens, get you a bottle of MSM plus C, and guess what? In 3 weeks, your energy, stamina will be back where they were when you're 10 to 15 years younger. Your skin will get softer and smoother and prettier. A lot of your body odors will disappear over a three-month period of time. It takes 3 months to detox at a cellular level, but it's only 3 weeks till your energy and stamina is improved. Oh, in 3 weeks, you'll know it's working because, like I say, your skin will be softer and smoother and prettier. I've seen people that smoked their whole lives, wrinkles just disappear in 3 to 6 weeks flat. It soften and start to disappear in 3 to 6 weeks flat by taking MSM plus C. So that's part of stopping the body odors. Another part of that is to clean up your diet. You know, if you're eating a lot of junk food, if you're eating a lot of food that's got preservatives and chemicals in it, guess what? Your body's going to smell bad. Those are not normal things going into the body. When you eat clean foods, you have a clean inside of your body. It's so important that you clean that up. And MSM plus C is the start of that process. Now, if you're constantly constipated, if you're having a bowel movement every 2 days or 3 days or a week between bowel movements, no wonder you smell bad. You can't keep that much waste in your body without it starting to reek out through the pores of your skin. I would suggest if you're extremely constipated, go by those shops, NH Herb Shop in Kilner, Herbs and More in Athens, or call us at 800-745-4408 and tell them you want to do a colon detox. Clean your colon up and then get on either regular or moving experience, and that will keep your colon cleaned out. Voila! A lot of those body odors will start to disappear. Also, if you've got bad breath, I mean, if people tell you got halitosis, you get close to them and they jerk back because they, I mean, that's not a good smell. Listen, that means you are not digesting your food well. That means that you know, you're not eliminating the poisons and the toxins. And I know this is hard. You've got to start drinking lots more water. Water is so important to digestion, to having good bowel movements, to cleaning your system out. Water is the great detoxifier. You got to be putting water in your body constantly. I recommend a minimum of 64 ounces a day. That's a half a gallon of water a day. Don't guzzle it. Sip on water all day long. You know, get you, you know, 16-ounce bottle of water and drink it, sip on it. When it's empty, get another one. You should be, keep a bottle of water with you all the time and sip on water all day long. I know at first when you start this, you're going to urinate a whole lot more, and it's kind of inconvenient. But after a while, once you've done that for a while, guess what happens? Your body then simply starts to smell better. And your urination starts to become more normal, which is 3 to 5 times during the day. You know, you don't want to be urinating all the time, but that won't last. Once your body is cleaned out, you won't be eliminating as much water, but you will be hydrated. And when you're hydrated, you're going to smell better. Your skin's going to feel better. It's going to look better. Wrinkles soften. Did you know I've had people start drinking 64 ounces to a gallon of water a day and their back pain disappear? Dehydration can cause severe back pain, chronic back pain. Why not do that? Why not drink more water? It's simple. I recommend distilled water with some trace minerals in it. And you can get those Huminerals, they're called, at NHC Herb Shop in Kilner, Herbs and More in Athens. And remember, if you're going to buy supplements anyway and you buy them from us, you support this show, which is teaching people how to live to their genetic potential without disease. I can tell you personally, I have not used antiperspirant or deodorant in 10 or 15 years. Nobody ever says I've got body odor. And let me tell you something, you might think, well, they're just being nice. My wife would tell me. She would tell me. And I've got other friends that are true friends that would tell me. And I've asked people before, do you ever notice that I have body odor? Tell me. They never tell me. They said, I never noticed you smelling bad. Well, I don't use antiperspirant. I do use occasionally, if I've got a special event like a wedding to go to and it's really hot outside, I may use some deodorant like Tom's that's all natural, but I don't use that very often. Another great product that can help with that is Cell Power, and we'll teach you how to use that by spraying that spray underneath your arms, and like Bert says, it will help eliminate body odor. But if you've got halitosis, if you've got bad breath, you could have teeth problems, but it goes deeper than that. It goes all the way into the esophagus and down into the digestive system. Again, MSM plus C will start to clean that up, and I've had dozens and dozens of people over the year tells me that their halitosis disappeared. After about 3 to 5 weeks on MSM plus C, their wife or whoever was no longer complaining about their about that. Also, you know, there's other things you can do, but those are the main things. It's just the MSM plus C. Clean the colon and digestive system up. Everybody should go through a good colon cleanse about every 6 months. We've just gone through Thanksgiving. We're getting ready to go through Christmas. Folks, when you eat all that food, you need to clean it out. And remember, if you've got constipation, please go through a colon detox and then start on either moving experience. If you're chronically constipated, only having a bowel movement every 2 or 3 days or every week or so, please get on moving experience and stay on it. If you have regular bowel movements but you got the bad breath, the body odor, then you may need to go through, you may need to start taking regular. It's just such a good thing. It supports colon health with the proper bacteria, the proper amount of fiber. It's a balance of enzymes and things that help you digest protein and those things. Now, let's go to the other end. Folks, if you've got gas, if you're belching, burping, if you've got constant gas, then I won't talk to you about that. That's a problem. Gas can really hurt people's feelings. It hurts their nose. If you've got stinky gas, if you're having a lot of gas, belching, bloating, burping, that kind of thing, then you've got digestive issues, and you need to start correcting those digestive issues. And one of the things that you can remember is if you've got really stinky gas, then you're not digesting proteins and fats very well. That's a problem. If you see, when protein's not broken down by the enzymes in your body, then guess what? It's going to smell bad. It's going to create a lot of gas, and it's going to smell bad. By taking the super enzymes or papaya or something like that, we'll show you what to take when you come by our stores or you call us at 800-745-4408 and just tell us what's going on. We don't ever see you. We don't know who you are probably, so it won't be embarrassing that way. But we'll tell you what to take. The super enzymes for people with a lot of gas, belching, bloating, and burping. You take the super enzymes with the PB8, which is what? The good bacteria. You got to, it's a probiotic. You know, we take so many antibiotics in America today. It's no wonder that we got gas and bloating and belching. When you kill that good bacteria out of your digestive system, which is what antibiotics do, you're going to have gas, bloating, belching, burping, probably, stomach cramps, low stomach cramps, and that kind of thing. So if you got that, going on, what I would suggest you do is start immediately on the super enzymes. All you do is take one with your first meal and one with your last meal every day, and get you a bottle of PB8, which are the good probiotics, especially if you've been on an antibiotic lately and you got a lot of gas, belching, bloating, burping, and all that. Then do the probiotic. Do one of those in the morning, one of them in the evening. And I'm going to tell you something. In 3 to 5 weeks, you'll be amazed that you have almost no gas anymore. And let me tell you something. If you go into the bathroom and you have a bowel movement, and your wife walks by the door and goes, "Oh my goodness, did somebody die in there?" Folks, that's not healthy, and that's not normal. I know you think it is. People eat such sorry foods anymore, they think that that's normal. They've been on so many antibiotics and killed all the good bacteria, they think those smells are normal. They're not. Listen, I have had, I was, at one time in my life, I was gassy, and it was before I knew any better. I was a young man. And I mean, it would stink, and I thought everybody did that. Of course, I knew my two older brothers did. Now I'm learning that I don't have that problem anymore. I still have gas occasionally, but it don't smell. And if you've got a whole lot of gas, you're always pooting. I'm trying to be nice here. A lot of gas, but it don't smell. That means you're not digesting carbohydrates very well. The gas won't stink, but there'll be a lot of it. It'll be noisy, and it'll be embarrassing. Why not take the super enzymes and the PB8, the probiotic, and watch what happens? In 3, 4, 5 weeks, you'll have almost no gas. And if you do have gas, it won't smell anymore. Now some wonderful things are happening in your body. Now your colon's getting cleaned out, especially if you take your MSM plus C every day the way we teach you to. And by the way, if you've never learned about MSM plus C, if you're just starting on good nutrition and you want to learn more about supporting your health naturally, go by NHC Herb Shop in Killen or Herbs and More in Athens and tell them you want the free CD on MSM plus C. They'll give you one. It's free. If you're just driving through and listening to this radio show and you'd like to try the MSM plus C or you want to hear the CD, it's free. Call 800-745-4408. That number again is 800-745-4408 and tell them you want the free CD on MSM plus C. They'll send it to you and we even pay the postage. It's free. This information on that CD is so interesting. People come back and tell me they've listened to it 10 or 12 times, but it's so interesting because you're learning how important organic sulfur and vitamin C are to the human body. And miracles will happen. So take your MSM plus C if you got a lot of gas, bloating, belching, burping, things like that, and it's stinky and you have bowel movements that run people out of the house. Listen, folks, start on the super enzymes and the probiotics along with your MSM plus C and watch. In 3 to 5 weeks, those issues are disappearing. So, you know, if you stink, there's a problem. And there's ways to work to help yourself get over that. Now, if you've got other digestive issues, if you've got some diverticulitis or diverticulosis, or maybe you've got colitis or ulcers, you know, folks, part of that is you're not clean inside. You've got diverticulitis, for instance. That's pockets that form in the colon, in the small intestine, and places like that where fecal matter gets caked up in there. And when it gets caked up in there, guess what? That is a breeding ground for bacteria, germs, and parasites. Yes, worms. And those things, when you got a lot of worms, you got a lot of gas, folks, because they're getting rid of their waste, which is nastier than your waste, because they're feeding on your waste. Think about that. You got to clean that mess up. We'll show you how to do that. But if you've got diverticulitis or colitis or ulcers, I'm suggest you support the colon health with MPS 70. That is a aloe vera extract. It's the mucopolysaccharides, the simple sugars that's in aloe vera, that will absolutely do miracles for your digestive system. I've had people with diverticulitis that was scheduled for surgery. One man in particular got put off for 3 months because the doctor was so far behind in doing those surgeries that he said it'll be 3 months, so he'd scheduled him for 3 months later. He got on the MPS 70 after listening to one of my radio shows. He took it faithfully, as I told him to. The 3 months went by. The doctor's office told him it's time for him to come for his appointment. He went by the doctor's office, and the doctor says, well, let's get that surgery scheduled. And he says, I don't think I need it anymore. And the doctor says, do what? He says, I don't think I need it anymore. I don't hurt anymore. You see, diverticulitis, you'll have a pain in one spot within the small intestine or the colon, and that's where the bacteria is growing, and it's always the same spot. And he says, it's gone. He said, well, let's do another test. So he looked up in him again, and he says, I've never seen anybody heal from diverticulitis without medications or surgery. He was going to cut part of that man's colon out. MPS 70 supported the health of his colon so much that it healed itself, and he didn't have to have the surgery. He says, you can go home. You don't need me anymore. Now, folks, that's a better way to do it. You see, if you got a lot of stink, if you smell bad, if you got body odor, if you got halitosis, if you've got gas, bloating, belching, burping, clean your system up. Go through a good colon detox every 6 months or so. You only do it once every 6 months or so in most cases. Take your super enzymes, one with your first meal, one with your last meal. You take them as you're eating. And take a probiotic, one with your first, one with your last meal, and watch what happens. It won't be long, 4 to 5, 6 weeks, like I say. You won't be stinking. I've seen people's bad breath completely go away. Especially when you add the MSM plus C with it. They tell almost everybody, if you've got, for instance, irritable bowel syndrome, that's another problem. A lot of people with irritable bowel, boy, they got some smelly stuff going on. guess what? They take the MPS 70, they take the or just simply do the super enzymes and the probiotic with the MSM plus C. I'm telling you, it is not any time at all before they're not having those issues anymore. People that was afraid to go eat out because they knew they'd have to be near a bathroom, it's gone. I got a niece, by the way. I won't call her name for sure, but I have a niece. She had it so bad she wouldn't go out anywhere. Now she can go anywhere she wants. She told me the stuff has changed her life, and that's the super enzymes and the PB8. So stop the stink. I like that. Stop the stink. Go by NH Herb Shop in Killing Herbs and more in Athens and get the products I've talked about today. Tell everybody you know to listen to this radio show. It's so informative. It is your health, and we'd like to see you to be able to live to your genetic potential. And if you want to hear this show again, it's as simple as going to www.nhc19.podbean.com. Or you can go to nutritionalhc.com. That's NEWTRITIONALHC.com. Go there and just scroll down to the microphone, click on it, and you'll see all the radio shows. This one is, of course, called Do You Stink? I'm serious. Go there and listen to it. Tell other people to do the same. Thank you so much for listening to today's Health Update. Until next time, may God bless all of you with abundant health.